As noted in a previous column, my morning commute from the East Hill provides a spectacular view of the Athabasca River as it winds its way alongside town. But lately, the bright white of the meandering ribbon is increasingly at odds with the drab colors of a brown winter, and as a former landscaper, my thoughts are with the upcoming spring. I'm certainly not excited to set my alarm extra early to shovel my driveway or retire my shoes for the season in favor of warm winter boots. One winter of working snow removal was enough for me. But we've officially hit December, and the lack of insulation for our green spaces, lawns, and perennial bulbs attempting to hibernate beneath the soil isn't a good omen for a lush spring. I've also heard tell the various shades of brown are taking a toll on some Albertans' Christmas spirit. I'm the first to say, bah, humbug, when the festive decorations and holiday tunes make their annual appearances, but I do have to admit, albeit reluctantly, it's hard to picture one horse open sleighs dashing over frozen muddy ruts or crispy crunchy grass. Plant life and Christmas spirit aren't the only aspects of winter that lose a bit of charm with the absence of snow. Does it really feel like hockey season when the biggest snowbank sits behind the Zamboni doors? Is skiing down a run on man-made snow as magical when the trees are missing their bright white adornments? To me, the answers are no.